Greetings. My name is Steven Manuzak, Development Associate with Arts Midwest. In early September, I had the opportunity to travel with Arts Midwest to Columbus, Ohio for the organization's annual Midwest Arts Conference. This year marked the 20th anniversary of the Midwest Arts Conference, and a strong emphasis was placed on looking to the future rather than the past. This being my first experience, I went not knowing quite what to expect. Clearly there was a strong legacy, but what really happened at the conference that created such lasting value? What do people do at an arts conference? From September 5th through 8th, 2007, over 900 artists, managers, agents, arts presenters, and service organization staff gathered in Columbus, Ohio for the Midwest Arts Conference. Over 550 unique organizations were represented, and activities included showcases by artists, dozens of networking events for attendees, professional development sessions with topics ranging from the future of arts audiences to writing effective grant proposals, and the central focus, the Marketplace Exhibit Hall, where hundreds of booths, staffed by artists or their management, served as spaces for meetings with representatives from presenting organizations who are attending the conference looking to book performers for their upcoming seasons. Booths in the Marketplace provided artists the opportunity to show hundreds of presenters what they were up to, and the exhibitors included dance troupes, singers, comedians, magicians, a wide sampling from across the performing arts. As a newcomer to the conference, I admit, it was a little overwhelming, but I made it a goal to talk with attendees and find out what brought them. In this podcast, we'll share with you conference experiences from presenters, artists, and funding organizations. Rachel Bly works for Grinnell College in Grinnell, Iowa. She works with faculty and staff to bring performances to the 10,000 residents of Grinnell's community.
Our series has 4 to 6 concerts a semester, and we try to do sort of multiple genres. So we usually do one dance, one jazz, one classical, usually a voice, and then we try to do some world music. So we try to bring in a diverse group of things that our community wouldn't otherwise have access to. So I'm here to see what we've got for the coming year and see what's out there and what new fun stuff we can find. It's great to see the new acts, to know what's going on. Also, I love putting a name with a face. It makes the later conversations more workable and more thoughtful, and we really have a better sense. They have a better sense of what we're doing. We have a better sense of what they have to offer. But then also the colleague networking. I mean, it's just great to be able to sit with the other people in our area and really talk about what's hot and what we're looking at and how we can help each other get something that neither one of us might have been able to get alone. We've just started an Iowa Presenters Network this last year, and so that's really helped us, the Iowa presenters, talk more amongst ourselves and try to get some good folks that we can route through Iowa and benefit everyone. We've actually met twice during this conference, and that's been really great for us. We had people at the meeting that hadn't been a part of our meetings back in Iowa, and it's been really great to connect in that way and to network.
As you might expect, talking face-to-face and networking were widely given as strong points of the conference. I was impressed, though, at the depth of connections that happened through the conference. Stacy Brown of the Aberdeen Area Arts Council in Aberdeen, South Dakota, highlighted the possibilities for creating networks across the region.
It's harder to make your connections in a small community or a smaller area. You know, you can make your connections within the state, but to get connections with, say, Minnesota, North Dakota, definitely the Arts Midwest Conference helps with that. And that's how you're going to be able to do better jobs with booking, you know, with some block booking, is to hook up with a Minnesota town that might be interested in doing the same thing that you are, so that, you know, they can logically go to a community that's 5 or 6 hours away versus, you know, flying out and do an isolated date for you.
Chantel Dow of Dow Artists, a management company with offices in Des Moines, Iowa and Minneapolis, Minnesota, also seemed to relish the types of organizations who regularly attend the Midwest Arts Conference.
I've gone to several different booking conferences and arts-related conferences. A lot of the presenters that come to this conference kind of have the same philosophies that our agency does, is that we really believe in educating young people about the arts and keeping the arts alive through kids. And so it just seems to be a similar mission and matches really well with my organization.
John Gingrich, the director of John Gingrich Management in New York City, brings more than 25 years of experience in the arts field. With that experience comes a unique perspective on the conference.
I do the circuit, and what makes it work is, I think, a seriousness of purpose here. People come ready to plan, and there's great tradition in a lot of these institutions, some of them very large, like the University Musical Society from Ann Arbor, and some rather small, like some of the arts councils in the various states. And what I like about it is that the folks seem to have a vision of what it is they want to do and a seriousness of purpose. The fun is that you get to be in a city. I mean, this year Columbus, and last year Little Rock, next year Kansas City, And what happens is that you get to enjoy what is there in the city, whether it's the restaurants, the arts, just the feel, the spirit, the vitality of downtown. So there are things to do, and I think it's a treat to travel around the country. That's part of the real blessing of my job, is to go around the country and you visit these cities and share things.
John Bracey is the executive director for the State of Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. While he appreciates the conference for its regional opportunities, he finds the conference enriching in its holistic approach to the arts.
I love the networking possibilities. And this is a great place to come and see everyone that I only get to see once or twice a year and find out what's happening and find out where we can connect and how we can help each other. But what makes it great is that it's what arts and culture should be about. You know, you have the managers, you have the business side of thing, you have the professional development, but you have the artists here. There's the love of arts and culture, and that's what the artists bring, and we need to remember them and celebrate them.
And finally, Michael Steffen is an artist from the London Quartet, a group of four men who have been performing a wide range of a cappella music combined with witty humor for over 25 years. He highlighted the variety of styles and the imaginative artists who performed at the Midwest Arts Conference.
Unusually for us, because we normally sort of fly in and out to places, we will have been here for the whole duration. We were there for the opening lunch where we took part, and here we are in the closing party. It has been an overwhelmingly pleasant experience. We shall certainly leave with great memories of the way we've just been made to feel so welcome here in Columbus. And the conference itself has been organized in that way that you don't realize it's been organized, because it's been so smoothly put together. And here, I've been able to go to see show after show after show of extremely high quality from fellow artists in many genres that are new to me, or the kind of thing that I might have seen on television but wouldn't actually have seen live. It's good for all of us that the people who are here to place artists in their series are able to open their mind to all kinds of influences they might not have expected to enjoy. You know, it's these exchanges of culture, but also of opportunity, I think are a wonderful, wonderful thing.
We hope this podcast has given you a brief taste of the 2007 Midwest Arts Conference. Please continue to check our website for information on our other programs, as well as the upcoming 2008 conference in Kansas City.